From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Death toll has risen to 36 following riots that broke out after a court convicted a controversial guru of raping two of his followers. That's in India. Nearly 270 people were wounded in violent protest in the northern part of the country. Tens of thousands of supporters of the guru, Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, had rioted after he was convicted. Violent mobs then set fire to government buildings and attacked journalists as well as police officers. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. VOA's Maya Bush has details.
More than 300 Somali community leaders held a news conference after meeting in Mogadishu Saturday. Somali officials initially said Friday that troops had killed 8 al-Shabaab militants during an overnight operation and that no civilians had been killed. But later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead 10 civilians, including 3 children.
Government's conflicting statements on the incident have triggered public anger and protest. Flooding and tornadoes are the next danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas, where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. Up to 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas around the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have touched down in and around the Houston area since Friday evening. So far, one person has been confirmed dead in Texas as a result of the storm that came ashore late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. This is VOA News. The European Union Commissioner for Migration says Brussels may withhold development aid and impose trade and visa restrictions on migrant-source countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back failed asylum seekers. This is the first time EU commissioners have threatened to block access to European markets in response to the long-running migration crisis. Meantime, the EU's border protection agency, Frontex, says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically in the last 2 months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, the group's executive director, Fabrizio Legari, attributed the drop actions to the Libyans.
This is very likely linked to more activities deployed by Libyan Coast Guard units. We have also information about clashes that took place in the western part of Libya, in the area of Sabratha, where usually the migrants were departing.
Italy has been bearing the heaviest share of the exodus to Europe, with 97,000 refugees and economic migrants arriving illegally by boat so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of peace marchers flooded the heart of Barcelona shouting, "I am not afraid," a public rejection of violence following extremist attacks, Spain's deadliest in more than a decade. Emergency workers, taxi drivers, police, and ordinary citizens who helped immediately after the attack on August 17th were leading the march. Islamic State group claimed to have carried out vehicle attacks in Barcelona and hours later in the coastal town of Gambrils and left at 15 dead. Altogether, 120 were wounded. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured part of the northwestern Iraqi city of Tal Afar after the Islamic State including the center of the town. Officials have said they hope to establish control over Tal Afar by Eid al-Adha, the Muslim holiday that starts in Iraq on September the 2nd. The offensive on Tal Afar lies between Syria and 80 kilometers west of the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul began on August the 20th. According to U.S. and Iraqi military commanders, between 10,000 and 20,000 civilians out of a population of 200,000 have remained in the city. Organizations that provide aid have reported that they have been threatened by their deaths with the militants. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.